Welcome to the Winter Solstice Plus 3 Minutes edition of the WK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, June 22nd, 2025, and we bring you the latest in the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7. Broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, and this includes on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by the Digital Group, and on medium and high frequency rebroadcast thanks to the following dedicated operators. On 1.862 MHz, we're looking for someone. 3.670 MHz, Ross, VK7ALH. 7.140 by Gary, VK7JGD. 14.130 by Dale, VK7DG, and 28.525 by Tony, VK7AVKT. And on UHF CB Channel 24, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC, and as a trial, HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in Southern Tasmania. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And Myenna is back, baby. Hi, amateurs. The Myenna Hamfest is back on Saturday, the 15th of November, 2025. We believe the last time one was held is in 2018, and we're excited to bring it back to life. The event will be held at the Myenna Community Centre, located at the Great Lakes in central Tasmania, and runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. On the day, there will be snags, burgers, hot dogs, as well as tea, coffee and cordial available for purchase, and the bar opens from 3 p.m. Bring along your radio gear and electronics to sell and come browse the bargains. We're planning to have operating radio setups on display for both amateurs and the local community to explore, along with displays from supporting organisations. Some suppliers have already expressed interest in attending. Entry will be $5. Come along to buy, sell, swap, chat, eat and put faces to names you hear on air. It's sure to be a great day out at a great location. More details coming soon. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7 Oscar Bravo. And worldwide flora and fauna, SOTA, POTA, and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. Well, VK7 operators are braving the elements as the weather gets colder, with snow now settling on some of the higher peaks. Travis, VK7VXT, headed to Mountfield East Summit in Mountfield National Park, one of the Tasmania's oldest parks, established in 1916. He made 5 QSOs on the 40-metre band with stations in VK3, VK1 and VK5. While at Summit, another activator arrived, Stuart, VK7FADZ. And what are the chances? Stuart, VK7FADZ, activated Mountfield East Summit under what he described as challenging band conditions. Despite the difficulty, he managed to log 7 QSOs on the 40-metre band and earned an additional 3 bonus points for the activation. Stuart also activated Collins Bonnet Summit on Friday afternoon, resulting in 15 QSOs, using a G90 at 10 watts with a dipole at 4 metres high. Jim, VK7JZ, continues his activations in VK3 with another 4 references activated, including Mount Morris Summit, Goonmerk Rock Summit, Erinunda National Park and Nerimalang Park Gippsland Lakes Reserve. Across the 4 activations, Jim made a total of 102 QSOs using both SSB and CW. Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN and Peter, VK7ZPE, visited Tipperary Hills Conservation Area, located in a hills near Georgetown. The area includes Tipperary Summit and is well known among mountain bikers, featuring 56 kilometres of mountain bike trails. So far this year, VK7 operators have activated 73 SOTA summits, making a combined total of 900 QSOs, an outstanding effort by all involved. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And QSL News, the Inward QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the BK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 12th of June is in the email edition of the broadcast. And if you have recently moved or if you have recently received or changed your call sign, then please advise your new details to herman@ozemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, EV, ZAB, AX, KT, ZCF, TW and OO, all sharing over 40 photos. And the main themes were the 2025 Dark Mofo and Winter Feast, including the Morgian Skate, shaped Ogre Ogre. Single propeller aircraft, fighters from World War II through to the Australian firefighting bomber 360. The restoration of the Marconi R1155 receiver. Acres of tulips, or should that be in hectares now? Metal sculptures of pelicans, a seal and penguins at Georgetown. And other highlights included a tribute to a fallen police officer, a CQ from Down Under and another from an AI-generated ham operator, a sheep's face looking at you in a glass jar, and more children's books. This time it's farting songs, hi hi. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7 exchanged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week at 7:30 p.m. And note, Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites, allowing anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their page almost immediately, anytime, both North and South Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. And that's 73 from Andre VK7 ZAB. And news from the northwest. The weather balloon over Gundagai, New South Wales, received in northwest Tassie. NWTARC club member VK7DAN is one of the northwest's six amateurs chasing weather balloons. He was very surprised on the 11th of June to receive signals from a weather balloon that was 721.5 kilometres away from his QTH in south of Ulverston. The balloon had been launched at Wagga Wagga Airport in New South Wales, and when VK7DAN started receiving signals from the balloon, it was at a height of 27.988 kilometres to the northwest of the town of Gundagai. The balloon's transmitter is 60 milliwatts into a 13 centimetre length of wire. The maximum we normally receive signals from a balloon is around 350 kilometres, so Dan certainly takes the distance record. He is the only balloon hunter who, in three balloon retrievals, drove to the balloon's location and literally stepped out of the car to collect it. No trekking through scrub, blackberries, climbing electric fences, fording creeks, or trying to retrieve them from trees. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the NWTARC news officer. And Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club blitzes the All Bands Summer VHF UHF Field Day. Four club members entered in the Summer Field Day event in January 2025. Long-time club stalwart Keith VK7KW came third in the 2-metre-only section. Well done, Keith. Andrew VK7XR, Mark VK7MAR and Eric VK7EV trekked up to the Mount Claude Lookout, 665 metres above sea level behind Sheffield. They entered the multi-operator 8-hour all-bands event, coming first with a great score of 43,705 points. Competing against some of the large VK contest stations. I think a special shout-out should go to Lionel VK7ZLB, who did a 24-hour four-band event on Mount Arthur, who we were privileged to QSO with, and Lionel got a whopping 105,270 points, blitzing the next operator by over 101,000 points. Go Lionel! And that also is 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the NWT ARC news officer. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the north, SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, and the Summits on the Air and WWFF Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And the latest, and I must say good news, from our training officer Peter, VK7PD, is another three candidates have qualified for their foundation grade licences. Congratulations to Rowan, VK7III, who has received his call sign, and to Phil and Dennis, who are waiting with bated breath to be advised. As soon as I am made aware of the new call signs, I will update everyone to listen out for them. And please note that Peter is currently running Saturday upgrade classes, and all are welcome. Please contact Peter or the secretary if you're interested. In the last week's broadcast, I covered the first part of Trevor, VK7TB's and Eric's presentation on the challenges faced when restoring two British Marconi R1155 communication receivers. They had acquired three of the Marconi sets in various states of decay, with none of them even vaguely complete, let alone functional. This refurbishment ended up being a total strip down back to the empty chassis level, with the hope of eventually making two working units. The chassis could be kept, but the external cases would have to be remanufactured. One case in steel and the other in aluminium, because it was for a direction-finding version intended for aircraft use. The chassis were cleaned and all additional holes were made by enthusiastic amateurs or radio users trying to modify the receivers, and then they had to be filled and made good. The front panels were a different story. There were too many modifications in the form of holes and cutouts that it was just not viable to repair or restore. The decision was made to make new front panels from scratch. This involved meticulously measuring every cut hole for switches, control knobs, dial frequency displays, and even the fastening screws for each control nameplate. This information was transferred onto two new sheets of aluminium for drilling and cutting. Only a couple of control names or function plates had survived unscathed. The remainder had to be made. Making the job harder was the added problem that the lettering turned out to be a non-standard current font. Every component and wire was removed by desoldering every solder joint in the receiver. Funnily enough, not one faulty or suspect original solder joint was found, which is testament to the people working on the original assembly line. Valve sockets, switches, selectors, and anything of a phenolic construction ended up having to be tested for integrity using an ionization or high voltage tester. Multiple cleaning operations of the same part became the norm and repeated until the insulation specifications were acceptable. All capacitors were replaced because the majority of the wax covered ones had melted and the others had disgorged their guts throughout the chassis. Larger chassis-mounted capacitors were refitted to original positions purely for visual authenticity, and all wiring was replaced with a high-temperature insulated type, as most of the original rubber sheath was crumbling and the cotton and wax-covered ones were also severely degraded. Coils were re-round because the cotton insulation between windings had failed. All the IF had their ferrite slugs sealed with window putty, and yes, I did say window putty, but dried and rock solid, yet another problem to remove without damaging the former or the ferrite slugs. The frequency dial tuning dial had been reproduced in original colours and looked sharp and vibrant. Unfortunately, the original three-dimensional horseshoe-shaped dial window had yellowed to the point that it was opaque and had physically shrunken, breaking all the holding bolts and rivet mountings. Their endeavours, learning the art of vacuum-forming plastic, is a standalone presentation in its own right. Suffice it to say, they recreated the profile and succeeded in forming a new translucent dial window. Eric had also constructed an external power supply unit using the same fabrication methods and footprints of the Marconi receiver. Once it was painted and sitting underneath the receiver, it will blend in. The new power module also contains the original direction-finding meter and an auxiliary digital frequency readout added just for good measure. This certainly has proven to be an amazing restoration journey over the number of years for Eric and Trevor. The fact that the receiver now meets or probably exceeds original specifications is a measure to their meticulous attention to detail and conscientious use of test and measurement. As they say, a picture is worth a thousand words, so just check out the pictures that will be available soon on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now for late edition. Before any more club members can ask, yes, NTARC's rooms will be open to watch the Reist Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation Presentation. On the 2nd of July, doors will open at 7 p.m. with the live Reist YouTube channel online by 7:30 p.m. See you there. And up-and-coming events, the online test and technical net session, every Wednesday testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then the technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7, a Whiskey Whiskey. Club Rooms Technical Night Session. The next session will be Wednesday, the 25th of June, from the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms Archer Street, Rochalie. Special Club Room Night Session, Wednesday, the 2nd of July, live stream of the Reist Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation. Doors from 7:30 and mid-year club get-together, Wednesday the 9th of July at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms, time from 10 a.m. until noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the Sunday. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC, Inc. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, our grand club rooms reopening and forum night essential shack test equipment. Following 2 weeks of club room closure for the replacement of the ceiling and lighting, complete rewiring, switchboard and audio-visual upgrading, we are opening the renovated club rooms on Wednesday the 25th of June, first for the Wednesday afternoon group, the WAGs, and then we will be holding a hands-on and highly practical Reist Forum night where we dive into the world of essential shack test equipment. Whether you're starting out or running a fully equipped home lab, every shack can benefit from the right tools. From nano VNAs and multimeters to signal generators, power meters and clever DIY solutions, this session is all about what helps you get on air and keep your station humming. Bring along your favourite piece of test equipment to show and tell, or come along to see what others are using, what's worth the investment, and what might just change the way you troubleshoot and experiment. Perfect for the curious builder, the active experimenter, and anyone keen to sharpen their technical toolkit. Don't forget, if you can't make it in person, you can still tune in to the live Reist YouTube channel. Wednesday the 25th of June 2025 from 7:30 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms and streamed live. Come along and see the impressive renovated Club Rooms 73 from the Reist Committee. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And VK7 Broadcast News. Trial 11 meter rebroadcast, and Stephen VK7 Sierra Mike Echo has put his hand up to trial an 11-metre HFCB Channel 24 rebroadcast on a Sunday morning and a Tuesday night for the Hobart area. The frequency of Channel 24 is 27.235 MHz and the mode is lower sideband. Stephen will be taking callbacks, and thanks to Stephen and help from Mark, VK7FMAC, for getting the broadcast out on another frequency and demonstrating what amateur radio can do. And our July presentation. As heard earlier, chirp sounder technology and propagation tool interpretation. Well, ever wondered how the Bureau of Meteorology or the Australian Antarctic Division or La Trobe Uni gather data about what the ionosphere is doing above them? Well, this presentation will be given by Dr. Stephen Newbury with assistance from Dr. Andrew Klekachuk, and will explore chirp sounder technology that has been deployed to gather data about what the ionosphere is doing in real time. Dr. Stephen undertook his PhD at La Trobe Uni on digital phase pulsed ionosondes, and he did work in the US on the development of a pulsed compressed ionosonde or a digisonde portable sounder. La Trobe Uni was known for the ionospheric research project called Superdarn Radar, which included the Tiger HF radar antenna array on Bruny Island. The presentation will also include some information about how amateurs can easily interpret some of the ionospheric prediction data that is available locally and globally on the interwebs. When Wednesday the 2nd of July from 7:30 p.m, where the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming, see you there or on the stream, 73 from the REAST Committee. And the July Forum Night, logging paper, pen, computer or memory. Well, the July Forum Night is one topic that every ham encounters, that is logging. Whether you're a traditionalist with pen, a paper, a digital devotee using the latest logging software, or someone who relies purely on memory, very brave soul, this night is for you. Come along and share your favourite method, software, shortcuts and clever tricks of the trade. Whether you're tracing DX, contesting or just jotting down casual QSOs, let's explore how we each tackle the timeless challenge of keeping track. Join us in for the REAST Forum Night on Tuesday the 9th of July 2025, 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed online. And that's 73 from the REAST Committee. And August presentation, Antarctic Diary Recollections. Well, our August will see a very special historic presentation from Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, about his dad's Antarctic diary from the International Geophysical Year in 1957. The diary was unearthed in a box at the South Hobart Resource Tip Shop and traced back to Andrew, and that's a story in itself. David Johns, VK0DJ, VK1DJ and VK7DJ, headed south to Macquarie Island in 1954 and then to Mawson in 1957 for the geophysical year, which started in July 1957 and ended in December 1958. The aim of the International Geophysical Year was for the simultaneous collection of data on a worldwide basis to take place, and David's physics role was to gather data about cosmic rays. There is some wonderful insight into life in Antarctica in 1957, and many stories will be told. When? That's Wednesday, the August the 6th at 2025 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed on the REAST YouTube channel. And REAST Assessment and Training Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Well, REAST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. The key dates: Foundation Training and Assessment Day is held every 2 months, with the next one being the 28th of June, so not far away. Standard Advanced and Regulations Assessments held on the alternate months, and the next one is the 26th of July. Stay tuned with the full schedule on the REAST Events page, and do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Well, email reast.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation Licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the Foundation, the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, REAST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And we finish with VK7 Regular Gatherings. Our Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF, VK7 RJG from 7:30 PM. Statewide Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast. Call-ins on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. And then the North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minutes and southern stations on the even minutes. Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. And the Reist Wags, the Wednesday Experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 PM in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain and streamed. And Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFEP group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 AM until 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, Testnet and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM, and then the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochelle Clubrooms. And NTARC Clubroom Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 25th of June from 6:30 PM in the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 656780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing from 8:30 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. And VK7 events reached the 25th of June, grand reopening of the clubrooms and essential shack test equipment forum night from 7:30 PM. Reached the 2nd of July, chirp sounder technology and propagation tool interpretation presentation in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and stream from 7:30 PM. NTARC, the 9th of July, the Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal, Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston, and email the secretary to book a place, 6 PM for 6:30 meal. Reist 9th of July Forum, logging paper, pen, computer or memory from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. Reist 6th of August, Antarctic Diary Recollections from Andrew VK7AJ, from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. And Reist 3rd of September, Weather Balloon Chasing from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming. And VK7, 15th of November, the Myenna Hamfest Community Hall, Myenna from 10 AM. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7TW, repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres any takers, 80 metres 7DG, 40 metres 7ALH, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres 7JGD, UHFCB24, VK7FMAC, HFCB24, VK7SME, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and we hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast, but don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 PM. On repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF and HFCB Channel 24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73 and good DX to all. And remember, from here on, there are 3 extra minutes of daylight being added each day.